Good morning. Good morning. Let's turn our Bible to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Let's read. It's a long psalm, so we'll read the whole thing. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert region. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way to go to an inhabited city. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the sons of men. For He has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul He has filled with what is good. There are those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains, because they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He humbled their heart with labor. They stumbled, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the sons of men. For He has shattered gates of bronze and cut bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their rebellious way and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all kinds of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the sons of men. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of His works with joyful singing. Those who go down to the joyful singing, verse 23. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters. They have seen the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He spoke and raised up a stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They rose up to the heavens. They went down to the depths. Their soul melted away in their misery. They reeled and staggered like a drunken man and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distresses. He caused the storm to be still, so that the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they were quiet. So He guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the sons of men. Let them extol Him also in the congregation of the people and praise Him at the seat of the elders. He changes rivers into a wilderness and springs of water into a thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He changes a wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into springs of water. And there He makes the hungry to dwell, so that they may establish an inhabited city, and sow fields and plant vineyards, and gather a fruitful harvest. Also He blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and He does not let their cattle decrease. When they are diminished and bow down through oppression, misery, and sorrow, He pours contempt upon princes and makes them wander in pathless wastes. But He sets the needy securely on high away from... He sets the needy securely on high, away from affliction, and makes His families like a flock. The upright see it and are glad, but all unrighteousness shuts its mouth. Who is wise? Let him give heed to these things and consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for that beautiful psalm. God, I thank You for... what You have done in our lives, God, and I pray that You would help us in this time to respond to You with thanksgiving. I pray, Holy Spirit, come, Speak to us, God. We thank you that we can come and pray to you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I came across this psalm last night. I was, Mom, Monica and I, we have a short devo that we do every day. It's written by Tim Keller, and it leads us through the book of Psalms in 1 year. And obviously, during the retreat, we were so busy, we actually didn't have time to do the devo. So last night, we sat down together, and the chapter from October 7 or something happened to be on Psalm 107, so we got to read the whole psalm together. And as I was reading this psalm, I just realized, man, this psalm is a really good summary statement of our retreat. You know, it reads like a summary statement of the retreat. It begins with, God is good. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, right? Tell their story. And then it goes on to tell us about different types of people that God has redeemed. Different types of people and their different types of struggles and brokenness. And this is what God has done. And this is what God has done in their life. And this is what God has done in their life. And the response ultimately is give thanks to the Lord. Last night we had a great time just sharing about how God spoke to each of us separately and also how we witnessed him move in the lives of others in our house church and just in our church. Especially coming back from a retreat, you know, retreat is a very mountaintop kind of an experience, and where we are so, we just feel so close to God, we feel close to each other, and we sense the presence of God. And then all of a sudden, we come back from retreat and we're thrown back into just the regular routines of life, and it can be very difficult to kind of stay in that place, you know, to remember what God has done. And I think this psalm maybe gives us a few ideas on what we can do to try and remember all that God has done. So if we go to verse 1, it begins with, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That's the NIV version. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. Just as Pastor Benjamin was sharing yesterday morning, I think this is a verse that we need to just sit on and meditate upon until it becomes spirit and life to us. Right? I mean, I've come across this verse so many times, and we sing it all the time at church. But I was trying to do what Pastor Benjamin was doing, just read it over and over again and trying to see how God is speaking to me. Give thanks to the Lord. I think it's so easy to forget to give thanks to God. We get so wrapped up in what God has done, and we're, you know, God loves us. And you know the story of, in the Gospels, where Jesus comes to 10 lepers, and these 10 lepers come to Jesus and they want to be healed from their leprosy. And so Jesus moves in his miraculous power. He just says, go back to the priest and show them. They're not healed, but on their way to the priest, all 10 of them get healed of their leprosy. But only one leper comes back to actually give thanks to Jesus for what he has done. All 9 are just so wrapped up in, oh, I found healing. And for us too, after retreat, we're like, oh, God did this and God did that, and I found my healing, you know, I found my breakthrough. I found my whatever, you know, because God has done something, and you get so focused on the fact that good things have happened that maybe it's easy to forget to, you know, give thanks to the Lord. Especially coming back to the routines of life, and we just kind of get thrown into everything that we have to do that we don't always remember, you know, what God has done. And so we lose sight, we forget what he has done, and we lose sight of God and what he has done. So I think one thing that we can do, starting today, as you guys go back to your regular routines and work, is let's stop and let's give thanks. Let's remember, reflect upon what God has done, and then let's give thanks and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for meeting with us at the retreat. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is good. His goodness was I'm sure at the retreat you guys experienced the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of his presence. But as I think about the goodness of God, his goodness was proved to us on the cross. I think sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking of measuring the goodness of God by what happens in our lives, right? By our circumstances. So if I'm experiencing God's presence and I'm experiencing breakthrough and promotions and relationships and this is happening, healing is taking place, breakthroughs are coming, then we can easily say, oh God, you are so good. But if these circumstances are not there, then we question the goodness of God. But that question of the goodness of God was settled on the cross. You know? Despite us not fully comprehending why we're going through the struggles and the difficulty that we're going through, we must remember. So even though we don't understand why we're going through this, we can rest assured and say, but we know that God, you are good. Because why would a cruel God, a God that is not good, why would he send his son Jesus Christ to die for us on the cross, to give up his own life, to be separated from himself, so that we can have eternal life with him? Right, so no matter what happens, we may not understand, but we don't question the goodness of God because he has shown us his goodness. Right, so when we go through difficult circumstances, maybe God's doing something and we don't understand it, but we choose to say, but God, you are good. I know that you are good. I know that because if you are not a good God, you wouldn't have done this thing to save me from my own sins, to have a relationship with me. So no matter what happens, I don't understand everything, but I know that I can trust in your love, and I know that I can trust in your goodness. I remember, I teach GIC. I've taught GIC so many times. I've lost count, and I forget who has been in my GIC and who hasn't. So, but I learned so much from GIC discussion, and this truth, basically what I'm sharing, this was something that Ernie, some of you guys know Ernie, he leads worship on Wednesday's EMP. This is something that Ernie shared, and it always stuck with me. He said, yeah, the goodness of God, we're talking about trusting in the Lord. And he said, basically, that, yeah, God's goodness, he showed us his goodness on the cross. And so no matter what happens in this life, we know that he is good. And another person, I don't want to mention who, but he went through some terrible difficulty when he was in university, in law school, and he was extremely poor, even though he was in law school, but he came out of it. He couldn't find a job. They're living in the States, and they felt like God had given them a word to stay in the States. He was married to his wife, and they were praying and praying, and it was a very difficult time for them, but they felt like God had given them a word to stay in the States, so they stayed faithful to God. They stayed in the U.S. They kept looking for jobs, but they were so poor that they eventually had to lift up the cushions of their couches to see if they can scrounge out up some change, loose change, so they can go to KFC and get some chicken to eat with the rice that they had in their kitchen. So they had no money, and they had to sell their furniture, and it just got so bad that they just had to come back to Hong Kong because they had no option of staying in the States. But they felt like God had told them to stay in the States. So even coming back to Hong Kong, he started questioning, did I make a mistake? Did I disobey God? And, God, did God want us to stay in the States longer? Did I, all these questions. He just went through a difficult time questioning God. Where was God? Why did he tell me to stay in the States and he didn't provide us, you know, all these things? And so this is many years after I was having lunch with him, and basically, or dinner, and his conclusion basically to me was, you're going to go through some difficult things in your life where you're not going to understand why this is happening. But at the end of the day, the lesson that he learned, he still, I don't know about now, but when I had dinner with him, to that day, he didn't understand. God hadn't revealed to him why he had to go through all of that. But the lesson that he learned was, no matter what you go through, you need to choose to trust God. And so he was telling me, you're going to go through some really hard times, but when that day comes, you just got to trust God. And I think it's true. Sometimes we don't understand, but his goodness is, he's already shown us that he is good through the gospel, through what he has done. So we rest assured in that. We remind ourselves of that. And then in the third line, his love endures forever. His loving kindness is everlasting. I love that line, the word endure, right? It speaks of God's patience and his long suffering, that he is willing to endure through our weakness. He is willing to endure through our immaturity. He is willing to endure through our mistakes. One thing that God spoke to me while we were at the retreat was that our love before God sometimes is very immature. Right? Our love is sincere, but it is immature. Right? When we say to God, how I love you, you know, you're the reason I sing, yes, my heart will sing how I love you. And we sing these songs, and it's very sincere. Yet, in the way we live our lives, we continue to disobey him, we continue to forget him, we continue to, you know, struggle to trust him. So our love is immature, but it's sincere. And I felt like God was saying that he still accepts our love, right? Even though we're still stuck in our sins and our brokenness and we struggle to fully obey him. I wasn't there for all the sessions because I was with the youth groups and I had to take them out. But I know that PB talked about obedience. I've heard from different people sharing this. One of the topics is about obeying God and everything that he had called us to do. See, if we were walking in full obedience, then our love to God is a mature love. We're mature enough to say yes to everything he wants us to do. But at this point, for all of us, our love is immature in the sense that we don't fully obey God. We don't fully walk in obedience to what he's calling us to do. But God says, you know, God, he is enduring. He is long-suffering in his love toward us. And he says, that's okay. I still accept your immature love. And he endures through our weakness. Joel, my son, he's 6.5 months old, and he from about 2 months ago, he started doing this. But he loves to grab things, right? Whatever he sees, he will grab. So whenever we hold him close to us, he grabs our faces really hard, and he's got a strong grip, and he's got sharp nails. So lately, I have found little scratches on my face because he's always, you know, I'm holding him, and he grabs me. And he scratches me. But I love him so much that I will endure. I will endure those little scratches. It hurts when he scratches. But I endure it because I love him. I want to be close to him. I want to have that intimacy with him. So those little things that he does to hurt me, I'm willing to endure. Right? My love is enduring through that. And I think, same way, God is enduring in even when our immaturity is maybe disappointing, he has that heart of a father that just wants to be near us, even though we don't always do the right thing. And I imagine when Joel gets older and he becomes a teenager, that's when it's really going to hurt, when he starts, rebelling in some ways. And I'm going to really have to, it's no longer going to be little physical scratches, it's going to be deep scratches at my heart right, when he disobeys me or whatever, but I'm going to endure through that, right? I'm going to say, what you're saying to me now, I know you don't mean it, and I still love you, right? I'm going to endure through that. And I think God endures through his love, in his love, through our rebellious ways. And that's just one verse. And I could keep going, but I just want to say the next, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. That's another thing that we can do. When we come back from a retreat, we give thanks to God for what he has done and remember. And then I think we tell the story. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The NIV version says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell the story. And I think there is so much power in telling the story of what God has done. And so I really encourage you to tell, share with one another, to share with your house church members. Get together this week. Don't skip house church because you're tired. Get together with your house church and share with them what God has done, and you glorify God with that. And if you are into writing, I encourage you to write about it. Maybe you can, I don't know if you have a blog or something, or write on Facebook or whatever you do, but write about it, share with one another, because there's power in that. And so I've asked Pastor Andrew to come and lead us in a song. Thank you, Jesus. As we sing this song, let's really thank him. Let's give thanks for what he has done, and let's remember his goodness, and remember specifically what God has done for you at the retreat. If you're not at the retreat, this chapter, idea still holds true. It holds true for all of us. Whether you are at retreat or not, God is moving in your life, and God is redeeming you from your enemy, our enemy of the soul, which is the devil. He's redeeming us from his works, and he's still moving. He's going to continue to move. He's going to continue to show his loving kindness to us. So let's just thank the Lord for who he is.
Grace that flows like a river, washing over me, fount of heaven, love, Christ, overflow in me. Thank you, Jesus. You set me free. Christ, my Savior, you rescued me. And take this life delivered, vessel of your love. Holy now devoted, see your kingdom come. Thank you, Jesus. You set me free. In Christ my Savior, you've rescued me. And thank you, Jesus. You set me free. In Christ my Savior, you've rescued me. You've You've opened my eyes. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You've entered my heart. You've set me apart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You've entered my heart. You've set me apart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You've entered my heart. You give me a part. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You've entered my heart. You've set me apart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You've given me life. You've opened my eyes. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You set me free. Christ my Savior, you rescued me. Thank you, Jesus, you set me free. Christ my Savior, you've rescued me.
Yes, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let's spend a moment just to thank God for those of us that were at the retreat. Let's really just thank God for what He has done in your life personally and in the lives of your house church friends and, you know, just church friends in the community. And even if you weren't at the retreat, let's just spend a moment just thanking God for what He has done in your life. Let's pray. Let's also pray for everyone that was at the retreat. Just pray for God's protection, that the enemy is going to want to come and take away what God has done. He's going to bring distractions. So let's pray for God's protection over everybody, over our church. Let's pray against any backlash, you know. Pray for God's protection over our church members. So let's pray.
I just pray for your protection, God, spiritual protection in the name of Jesus. What the enemy wants to do to take away, to destroy what God has done, we want to say no to that. We forbid that in the name of Jesus, God. And we just pray for your complete protection and covering of our church.
Let's go to our community prayer. Let's pray for those that are battling cancer or going through therapy. Let's pray for God's powerful healing to come. Let's pray. Let's pray for those that are physically ill, but also in need of spiritual salvation. Let's pray for the people on this list. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church members are going through. Let's pray for God's healing to come. Let's pray for those that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's breakthrough over their lives. Let's pray for favor and God's direction and guidance. Let's pray. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our city. Pray for the government. Pray for righteous, the fear of God, you know, in the government. Let's pray for the churches to be on fire, to rise up, and to share Christ with our neighbors. And let's pray for all these different ministries that we have partnerships with. Let's pray for God's guidance and anointing over them. Let's pray for the young people of Hong Kong that they will find hope in something other than just academic success and entertainment, but let's pray that they will be able to find hope in Jesus Christ. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Pray for our government. Lord, I pray for the fear of God. Righteous God, that we will promote justice, Lord, that we will not be so self-seeking, God, and will not be so driven by money and wealth, and that we'll distribute our money well, God, but government's not the whole thing. Ministries, and you give us anointing, and you help us to share Christ with others. Let's pray for our staff. Pray for just a good week of rest, that people will recover from the retreat, and pray especially for actually, I forget what I was thinking about. Pray for Pastor Sam. He's in Macau with Pastor Benjamin. They'll be back on Wednesday evening. So pray for just a good time of rest for him and for PB, and for the staff to
be united, to work hard together, and to be anointed with God's Spirit and His wisdom. So let's pray for the staff. Safe trip to Macau, God. I pray that you would get some good rest in you, Lord, and good fellowship with Pastor Benjamin and Pastor Daniels, God. Let them enjoy this time, God. Fellowship, let it be life-giving to one another, God. Pray for our friends, God, to recover well, God, to energized, God, and rested this week, Lord. Not just sleep or TV, but Lord, we will find our rest in you, God. Bless you.
Let's pray for the worship team and the sound and AV team. Pray for a heart of worship and a heart of excellence in everything that we do. Let's pray. Pray for the worship team.
Lift up the worship ministry. Let us worship you. Let us grow, God, from our own personal worship, God, today. Our very best to the team, God, the church.
Yes, God. Pray for the hospitality team. Let's pray for more servants. Pray for the leaders and pray for just the anointing upon each person on the team that people will sense the love of God through this ministry. So let's pray. Let's pray for our house churches meeting today. Let's pray for a great time of discussion and sharing and encouraging of one another. Let's lift up our house churches. Thank you, Father. We give this day to you. We thank you for your word, and help us, God, to be like that one leper that came back to thank you for what you have done. I pray that we will not forget to return to you, to be in your presence, to worship you, and to thank you. And I pray for your special protection over everyone that's come back from the retreat, Lord, come back from a mountaintop experience, Lord. And I just pray against the schemes of the enemy, God, that wants to come and steal and destroy what you have done. We just forbid that, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your protection over the whole church, God. In Jesus' name, I pray against any backlash of the enemy, God. And we just seal up the work that you have done in the lives of each and every person that was there, God. We just pray for your blessing and your covering, your protection over each person. Thank you, God. We give you this day. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.